But of course, ready. I don't intend to preach or teach this morning. I'll just deliver the word of the Lord to you, and that's why I've altered the service. You know, this morning I've been asked by certain authorities to make a statement on something, and they'll be watching. But I just lied to you. I'm going to preach first, then I'll say it. So you've got to hear the word of God. I'm on Periscope. Where's the Periscope stuff? Awesome. I didn't lie to you. I didn't say I will. I just said I will do stuffs. And it's not Scotland Yard. It's higher than that. It's the main decision maker. So let me just deliver a word to you, and you see. So what we want to do next is this, and this is the plan. I want everybody to listen, even if you're here for the first time. It is only right that we mobilize together. So again today, I don't want to teach. And if you think we don't have the word, we just sing a lot. Say what? Come on Thursday. Well, this is what we want to do next. And I'm just thinking, imagine if we can tell in less than 2 hours unplanned, we can tell thousands of people about God and what God is doing in the nation and about alternative within 2 hours without planning it. Imagine what over 1,000 of us can do within few days. By the time we're true, church will not be recognized anymore. So what I'm trying to do today, I need 200 soldiers who can, we will register 30 names each. And on one Sunday morning, we're going to be meeting in 200 places, and they are all restaurants. So I need 200 people that will sit with 30, 50 people, mobilize your own soldiers. After that, we are all going to converge in one place and do an outdoor or indoor rally. I heard you. You just said, that won't be church. Hyde Park, Trafalgar Square, Westminster. Where? The Shard. There's no space for that there. What are you saying, people? What are you saying? Let's do it, right? Us for Circus. St. James's Park. Burgess Park. Can I quickly tell you something? Please listen to this. Let me just flow in my own direction this morning. Jesus never started a church. And that's why he didn't tell us how to do a church. He said, wherever two or three of you are gathered, but it's got to be in my name. He said, there I will show up in the midst of them. That's what he said. That's what he taught us. St. Peter never built a cathedral. But it was built for him based on his word, right? Can I tell you something this morning? So before we go, I just need those 200 soldiers. There are people already mobilizing to give you money to buy food or to do whatever in those restaurants. It's just going to be a memorial. Look. If you are a non-soul winning Christian, you are not really a Christian. What happened is you were told that you are one because you attend church and you say, well, I just love God. Can I quickly tell you something? So, Mr. Facebook, whatever was looking for business breakthrough. He needed help to know what direction Facebook should go and what's going to happen with Facebook, and he needed investors. So he went to his mentor, who happens to be Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs, his mentor, told him, you've got to travel to India and go talk to God. It's not God, the one we serve. It's a monkey God. He said, just try it. And he's got a powerful testimony. When he came back, things opened up. Because he's gone to talk and to meditate for over a month. Now, that explains why Christians are likely to die in poverty. God is not serious for us. God is the man we use to get out of trouble. But what he wants is he wants to use you as a restorer. So God told me to tell you this morning, if he has not delivered you from something, he can't use you to deliver that thing. Deliverers, those that God used to restore people's life, were once upon a time broken. Deliverers were once upon a time in bondage. God cannot deliver Israel without delivering Moses from Israel. So Moses was a powerful man. I told you I don't want to preach. Let me just drop this nugget and I'll make a call. Moses was a powerful guy in Pharaoh's palace. Everything was at his beck and call. Do you know that some things God took from you is so that he can hand over to you bigger things? And but all of a sudden, for the zeal of God, Moses loses everything and ran. God delivered him from that location in order to use him to deliver them. Have you heard the name Job before? Bound to everything he had. He was the richest man in the East. And he will constantly fear for his wife, his son, his children. He wonders all the time what is going on from them. And God said, if I'm going to use you for the next level, you cannot be bound to anything or anybody. God wanted me to tell you this morning that when you hear the word perfect love is not the kind of love you've experienced before. Because you know why? Perfect love sometimes looks like punishment. They didn't hear me. That's why he calls it perfect love. There is no fear in love, if you get me that scripture quickly. He calls it perfect love because you see, we in this realm, as men and women, girls and boys, we give love as we were thought. We give love to our wives or husband or family. We give love the way we are thought. And if you are very Western or whichever way, you will be told that if you don't buy flowers on February the 14th, you don't love me. We were thought love, but when God speaks to us, it tells us about perfect love, the one that you do not know until you see him. There is no fear, that's right.
There is no fear.
Talk to me quickly, yeah.
There is no fear in love.
Now, the only person God calls love is God. In other words, if we are to substitute the word here, there is no fear in God. Huh? But perfect God, because there are imperfect beings that are gods. They didn't hear me. Money can become a god to me, and I can begin to worship money, but it's not a perfect God. In other words, it cannot take care of everything. There is no fear in love, but
perfect love drives out fear.
The only cure to fear is to enter into perfect love. So this is what I want you to know. When you are in God for real, there is nothing that can happen to you that is outside of love. They didn't hear me now. They didn't hear me, Lord. There is nothing that I can occur in your life that is outside of the jurisdiction of love. The only thing is you don't know it as love, because it is perfect love, not the love you were taught. There is no single egg that can fall from my head without the knowledge of God. What God had for Job was perfect love, but Job had not experienced it before, because it, as far as Job was concerned, what he was giving to his children is his own perfect love. God says, okay, that's what you give to your children. Let me give you perfect love. And when perfect love came, that's why I love that song. It said, my fears are drowned in perfect love. I know whatever happens to me tomorrow is as a result of perfect love. It doesn't mean understood love. I may not understand it. No wonder in Ephesians chapter 3, for this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that he will grant you to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in your inner man, that Christ, the epitome, the zenith of God's love, that Christ may dwell in your actual faith, that you be rooted and grounded where? Talk to me now. That you be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend. These guys stayed in 1 John, you know. May be able to comprehend with all the saints. The moment you are isolated from the saints, there is no more comprehension. Listen. Also say, I worship God from home. It is not scriptural. You're not born again. That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints, all of us together, to be able to comprehend what is the length, the depth, the height, the breadth, to know the love of Christ, ginosko, by intercourse, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. So imagine when Job was going through all this, it is a knowledge of his love that passes knowledge, because you will look at, why am I losing everything, and you call this love? I cannot know unless I prayed in the Spirit, because I will need praying in the Spirit to know what is this love given to us that saved our life through selfless sacrifice, although we fail. So it is perfect love. Listen, and say, well, if this is God's love for my life, why don't I understand? Because in this kingdom, you do to understand. You don't understand to do. Everybody wants to understand before they do. No, if you understand before you do, it is no longer faith. We do it, and one of the things we do, it said, this I write to you, rejoice in the Lord always. So when problem comes, I rejoice in order to know why. I don't know why in order to rejoice. I'm talking to someone this morning. I still need people here though. Anyone that is not too busy, Francis, you can go. I know how they're adjusting things. So, the perfect demonstration of God's love to me cannot. Let me assume that you had a very loving father. Let me just assume that. And don't get offended if that's not your story. Let me assume you are a very good father. The best of his love, God says, is not perfect.
So now, how do I then understand God except for his actions in my life?
You didn't hear that one.
I don't know him. I've not seen him before. But I know that when I stepped out of my seat and came to the altar, I said, Lord, I surrender my life to you. From that moment, I'm not the owner of my life. He owns my life. And from that moment, he will demonstrate perfect love to me. And I don't understand it. And I give you one example. Imperfect love has the characteristic of protection. Perfect love can expose you sometimes to danger. Kaliatoso Brahanda. I should go again, right? Perfect love will say, I love you so much, I'll protect you through anything. Your boyfriend said, I love you, I'll protect you. Perfect love exposes you. You know why? What God had for Jesus was perfect love. And Jesus came to a point where he said, my father, why have you forsaken me? He said, because my love has to take you to the grave. Because if I don't take you to the grave, there will be no resurrection. This is perfect love. And I remember one day, imagine Abraham, and this is Isaac, and they are now going to Moriah. You're already demonstrating perfect love, you just don't know. That's why you give like you give. But anyway, I wonder what is going on in Abraham's mind when he looks at Isaac. And he knows that in a few minutes, Isaac will die. If Abraham, oh my God, I'm speaking to someone here. If Abraham had disobeyed God to protect Isaac, you know that's not love anymore. Because God will still take him anyway. In order to protect Isaac, Abraham had to now enter. That's where God is waiting for us, Spark Nation. Abraham had to, you read that scripture, right? Abraham had to enter into perfect love, and his fears are drowned. Oh, you didn't hear me. If he had fears, he's not taking Isaac anyway. If he had fears, what erases fears? Perfect love. What is perfect love? Obedience to what God wants. Because I don't understand God, but I understand what he says, and I can do in order to understand. How can I wait for Isaac for all these years, and all of a sudden, perfect love that exposes? Oh my God, Maliata. I pray you would have understanding to bear this, so that when I make call this morning, you know that it doesn't matter what you've been through. It was perfect love that exposed you. It was. Perfect love. Perfect love took Abraham to that mountain. Job lost everything. God said to me, if you are not separated, you cannot bring those who have separated to me. The word of separation, perfect love. How can Abraham wait all these years for a child and you finally give him one? And now, you, first of all, Lord, you exposed him to ridicule. Everybody was saying, Uncle Abraham follows God everywhere and he has no child. Look at Auntie Sarah. No child. And they are the ones that are always here. Perfect love exposes. In church, we were taught that it protects. Oh, God loves you. Yeah, but I don't know what love is. No, that's what I want you to know. I don't care how many Hollywood movies you've watched. Join with Nollywood and Tree movie. And everybody tries to define what love is. God shows us the example of perfect love in scriptures when he allowed his own son to die. Exposed his own son. Why? Because of greater good. Perfect love. There's no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Why? For he that feareth. No. I'm now confused between scriptures now. For this cause I bow my knees. That you may know what is the love of Christ. That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length, the breadth, the depth, the height. To know this love of Christ which passes all knowledge. Why? That you may be filled. Why is this guy not giving me the scripture? What have I done to you today? Oh, I called you late yesterday, so this is my punishment. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled. So if perfect love is not operational in your life, you cannot be filled with all the fullness of God. I told you about Job. Listen to me. I told you about Job. Job was regarded as the richest man in the East, but he was supposed to be the richest man in the world. But he was sacrificing for what is God. So God took everything in order to give him his fullness. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. You know what he's saying here? He said, my response to you is not in proportion to your prayer or your thought. What I'm going to do in your life is going to be based on my perfect love for you, not what you think or what you ask. And say, but I've prayed the Lord and God is not answering me. I said, come with me to a deeper realm. It's called love. Because when you get to that realm, anything that comes your way, anything, is drowned in perfect. So if you don't get anything from what I've said this morning, please get this. Because we've not seen perfect love before, we don't know what it is. Perfect love does not just bring soothing, it brings pain. I'll teach you the shortcut to pain. Carry other people's pain. The definition of Spark Nation is carrying other people's pain. That's all we are. So when I make the call this afternoon, I'm just inviting you to perfect love. You know, you can sit there and have many, many questions about life. Sometimes love does not answer your questions. It never does. Love is so focused, it knows where it's going. It doesn't answer your question. Why? Because he's Almighty God. That's whom you are. No, I don't like it. Almighty God, the great I am. Adonai,
Adonai,
Elohim,
Elohim,
Adonai,
Adonai,
Elohim,
Elohim,
Almighty God,
Almighty God,
that's whom you are,
that's who you are,
Almighty God,
Almighty God.
Wait, so God wants me to finally tell you this morning. Imperfect God, money. Imperfect God, relationship. When a man thinks they can find what
is lost in their life through marriage or through boy or girlfriend. Imperfect love. And sometimes when you're in perfect love, it doesn't even tell you about tomorrow. So you're wondering that what is going to happen tomorrow? It's a let perfect love drown that fear. Because here now, all I know is I know that you are. Still my heart, let your voice be all I hear. I'm just about to make a call in a few minutes.
Let the wind go
up your way. Wait. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love is why we do what we do. If I'm asking for 200 soldier evangelists today, it's because of perfect love. Someone says, nobody seems to care about my own life. I said, but there is a perfect love. He isolated those people from you so that you can deliver them. So he took Moses now. Moses has lost everything. But Moses' journey to the house of Jethro was perfect love. You called me out upon the waters. It was God. Just play that for me. It was God that called him. Okay. You look like you have questions for me. Okay. Can I tell you what perfect love is? Have you got time? Perfect love means, for again, let me reread this scripture. For this cause, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that he will grant you to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in your inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you be rooted and grounded in. I told you, or the Bible says God is love, right? That you've been rooted and grounded in love. That you've been rooted and grounded in God. So what is this love then? Listen carefully now. The demonstration of perfect love in this realm is a word called purpose. No. Forget purpose-driven life now. This is deeper than that. Please, I beg you. You see the word love and purpose. The Bible shows us in Ephesians, it said, for him all things were made, and the totality, the conclusion of life will be God. It said, everything goes back. Ah. This is too deep for Sunday, right? Everything goes back to God. So, it's the Holy Spirit to Jesus. Jesus will submit everything about life goes back to God, who is the all in all, the ultimate of all creation. Now, so when perfect love is in demonstration in your life, it is God's purpose. You see that purpose, you cannot change it by prayer. So I don't have emotions for Pastor Dami. I have purpose for him. So when, and he won't walk away, if he walks away, don't blame me for just jumping to Pastor Onye and say, now you're the pastor, move on. Because our communication was purpose, and that's the love we share. Now, once he steps out of divine purpose, there is no love between us anymore. Have you read that scripture before that says, shall two walk together except they agree? Except they have a purpose. We cannot agree if our purpose is different. You didn't hear me. Sunday service, you know. So the love, so what was the demonstration of God's power over Job's life? It was up to something. But the demonstration of it is what he calls perfect love, so that men can understand. But it is called purpose. What about Abraham? God was not interested in the ceremony of childbirth. He was interested in Isaac.
Why? For in your seed, Isaac, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. So either your community want to dance around and call you father of many kids. God said, I don't care. I need somebody to come true. What about Anna? What about Samuel? Perfect love shut the womb of Anna. Oh my God. I said, what about Anna? Perfect love shut the womb of Anna. In perfect love, which is the sperm man donate, in perfect love, open the womb of Penina or whoever the wife is. In perfect love is nature. If you learn about money, you will know money. Nature is in perfect love. But perfect love, when he is coming, it shuts wombs. When he's coming, he asked for Isaac. Feel the power of God here now. When he's coming, he drives Moses to the house of Jethro. This is perfect love. It is called purpose. Prayerlessness cannot change it. Prayerfulness cannot change it. It is just love in its rawest form. That's what I want to invite you into this morning. I'm not inviting you into religion. You know this imperfect reaction you have towards God. Hot today, cold tomorrow. If he has purpose for your life, it will still happen. It's just going to take you a long time. So, God is calling us as Spark Nation to bigger purpose. Higher dimensions. And maybe you're here this afternoon and you want to come with us on this journey. Because we're going to see perfect love all the way. It was perfect love that shut the door of our building in 2016 or 15. And we were crying. 160 or 70 of us. Now our building, oh, we've lost our building. And I said to God, God, I've been doing this for over 10 years every day. Never missed a service. And you do this? And this is what I get? Laboring daily and this is what I get? We'll call a program and you shut the door? And guess what? He didn't say a word. He didn't say anything. How foolish were we? You see what we call building. We call that thing building. That was in building. God said, perfect love shut it. In your own definition of love, when you got to that building that day, you just expect it to be open. And even if it's shut, you know what Christians will call perfect love? They said, then we prayed. God just touched the heart of the judge. We ran to the court that day. They just said, and we were praying, Lord, bria, ka, ba, 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 for you will arise, O God, and have mercy on Zion, for the appointed time to have mercy, or whatever that scripture is, has come in the name of Jesus. Then the report came. They just said, I don't have time anymore. It remains short. And you say, ah. Because what we were taught in church was that if you quote those scriptures, love will touch our heart. And then we're already imagining that on Sunday we will come and we will share testimony that they locked the book, the God of divine favor. Open that door. But that's what we call love. But love said, this one that you don't know is perfect, so the door remains shut. This one that you don't know, you will have to run helter skelter. Then we found Evermoth. It was love that found Evermoth. And then we got kicked out of Evermoth. And we say, God, what? It was perfect love. But we didn't understand the language. Now, what was it driving us to? Purpose. That it will become, he will become the all. In all for us. And when he calls us out upon the waters, we do not know where we're going and why what was happening was happening. I say that to you today in case you're here for the first time and you read a lot of things about Spark Nation. Faith and love brought us this far, not people. Faith, love, the power of God, the demonstration of the Spirit.
How do you come from Queens Road Peckham to that Avonmouth and running helter skelter to a place where a prime minister would say, I want to hear what he will say this morning? That door shut opened us to another dimension where we cannot carry ourselves anymore. He has to carry us. Are you with me this morning? The altar call I'm about to make, because I see people standing around, so I want to stop. You are not standing around. Don't worry. I said, am I standing at the back? Oh. Perfect love is what I'm inviting you into. See, I don't understand this. I don't understand Spark Nation either.